Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, it's Friday and we're here with a bonus guided meditation. And this meditation plays off the conversation I had with Bhante Buddharakita on Wednesday's episode. On that show, you heard Bhante Buddharakita talking about nearly being assassinated. So this meditation is all about working with anger. In the meditation, you're going to learn how to go from seeing red to seeing the value in anger without being carried away by it or saying or doing things you will later regret. Our teacher du jour is Jess Mori, who's the executive director and lead teacher for IBME, that's Inward Bound Mindfulness Education, which runs in-depth meditation programming for young people and the parents and professionals who support them across the U.S. and internationally. Jess is also one of the teachers on the 10% Happier app. So over to Jess with today's meditation.
Hi, this is Jess. Anger is often my go-to emotion in all its various forms. Annoyance, frustration, irritation, indignation. I used to even get angry at my anger, resisting it, trying to push it away. But I've come to see that anger can be a life-affirming emotion. It lets us know when a boundary has been crossed, when our needs are not being met, or when someone we care about is in danger. Being mindful of anger means not suppressing or avoiding it, and also not acting out in harmful ways. Let's give it a try. Take a few deeper breaths and allow your attention to settle into your body. Invite some softening into your forehead. Relax the muscles behind your eyes. Soften your jaw. Allow your shoulders to drop down away from your ears. And allow your breath to settle into its natural rhythm. Remember, you can always come back to the simple sensations of breathing if this exploration of anger gets overwhelming. If you aren't feeling angry right now, bring to mind a recent situation when you felt frustrated. The first step of mindfulness of anger is to recognize and respect it. Anger is happening. It's part of the human experience. You can softly name to yourself what you are feeling, noting anger, frustration, irritation. Next, stop fueling the anger with your thoughts and shift your attention into your body. You may need to be really firm about cutting off the story of how you were wronged or why your anger is justified, and direct your attention towards the sensations in your body. Notice where you feel anger in your body. Do you notice contraction or heat in your chest? How does your stomach feel? Do you notice any tightness or heaviness? What do you notice in your jaw? Check out your hands and arms. How do they feel? Scan your body and explore how the experience of anger is showing up right now. and notice how the sensations of anger change as you pay attention to them. Do they increase or decrease? Notice if the anger feels solid, or is it shifting and changing? As you pay attention to anger with openness and curiosity, reflect on how you could skillfully respond to the situation or person without suppressing or acting out. What would be the most helpful response? And as we close this meditation, see if you can commit to take whatever skillful action is needed. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and reorient to the space around you. Good luck, and thanks for your practice.
Big thanks to Jess Morey. If you're thinking, you know, I really could have kept that going for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. The price you pay for your subscription supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching these skills of mindfulness, which can be life-changing. As an added incentive, we've got a special discount for anybody who's new to the app. To claim that discount, you can visit 10%.com/bonus. That is 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/bonus. And if you're an existing subscriber, we thank you for your support. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.